Praise be to God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Our message today comes from 1 Corinthians, our epistle reading. In chapter 10, verse 16 and 17, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. This is God's word. Now, the church in Corinth was divided. And not over the color of carpets or the choice of music. Their problems were much more serious. Serious enough that the Apostle Paul had to write a letter. Some held on one belief about sexual morality. Another group held an opposite view. And the same could be said about eating foods that had been offered to idols. And those were just two of these long list of grievances that he addresses in his letter. And one by one, he talks about each. And for each item, there tends to be this common theme. He describes what it means to participate in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, he says in this reading. Because we are joined to Christ, we participate in the body. So what does that mean, participate? Some translations use the word commune or communion instead of participate. And I tend to like that word more because for me, it invokes images that are much more relational, much more intimate, and it helps me better understand the point that Paul was making. See, the message from Paul was that they were in communion with Jesus and with each other. And so any division separated them from that blessed union. And he was telling them that it was impossible to be in communion with the body of the world and with the body of Christ. Now, our church, it's a wonderful church, one that is united in the body of Christ, one that is in communion with Him. We have no serious divisions. And our focus is on Him and on the work that He sets before us. But the same cannot be said of us individually. We're a sinful creature, and we're constantly divided between the body of the world and the body of Christ. And left to our own desires, we're even unwilling to shift away from being in communion with Him. We're focused on us. But God sent Jesus to earth as a great sacrifice, the greatest sacrifice. And His body was willingly broken because He focused on us. And it was broken to bring us into communion with God, to graft us to Him And on that cross, His communion with God was broken so that our communion with God could be made whole. And that communion is made whole each and every time we present ourselves at the table of the Lord and hear His words. Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. And when we eat and we drink the body and blood of our Lord, that's when He brings us back into communion with Him. That's when we shift from being focused on self to being focused on God. Now our church, it's a wonderful church, and one that is united to the body of Christ, one that is in communion with Him. And it's evidenced by our service to others. We reach out into the community and into the world, and we deliver the good news of the gospel to everyone that is willing to listen. And even to those who won't, we deliver to them love and service. We feed them. We clothe them. And we never require them to first participate in the body of Christ. But the same can't be said about us individually. We're a sinful creature, and as often as we use our talents and our gifts for the service of God, we use our talents and our gifts for the service of self. And we look to our own needs and our own desires and our own wants. And just like the disciples in the room that night, we don't always wash the feet of others, but instead wash the feet of our own. But God sent Jesus to the earth as a great sacrifice, the greatest sacrifice. And His body was willingly broken because He wanted to serve us. And on that cross, His blood was shed so that our sins could be washed away. And He serves us each time we present ourselves at the table of the Lord and hear His words. Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. When we eat and drink. And this is when He enters into us and He serves us from within, making us holy and perfect and presentable to God. Now our church is a wonderful church. It's one that is united in body of Christ and one that is in communion with Him. And evidence of that is in our forgiveness towards others. Every Sunday, we ask for and we receive forgiveness from each other. But the same can't be said about each of us individually. We are a sinful creature, and so often we expect forgiveness from others, but we don't offer the same when we are wrong. When we're wronged, we find that extending forgiveness means letting go of a part of us, of the hurt or of the anger. And we can't trust that we'll be healed after that. We can't trust that the missing part of us will be filled in with restored love towards the one who caused us pain. And so we withhold it to protect ourselves. But God sent Jesus to this earth as a great sacrifice, the greatest sacrifice. And His body was willingly broken because He wanted to forgive us. And in perfect obedience, He made His way to the cross where He suffered unimaginable anguish, where He was separated from His Father. He did not have to come to earth as man. He did not have to live a perfect and obedient life. He did not have to suffer, but He did. He did come to earth as man. He did live a perfect life. He did suffer. And He did receive the judgment from God. And He did die. And then He did rise again in defeat of death. And He does offer us forgiveness fully, completely, and selflessly each and every time that we present ourselves to the table of the Lord and we hear His words, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is given for you." And when we eat and drink His flesh and His blood, this is when He washes away every one of our sins and makes us holy and perfect and forgiven. See, the church of Corinth was divided. It was divided in both communion with the body of the world and the body of Christ. And we too are divided. Communion with both the body of the world and the body of Christ. But because God sent Jesus to earth as a great sacrifice, the greatest sacrifice, we find ourselves reunited with Him. We find ourselves communing at the table of the Lord and being brought back into communion with Him. We find ourselves restored. Would you please pray with me? Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without You, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Where sins run deep, Your grace is more. Where grace is found is where You are. And where You are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Amen.